This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has authorized the transfer of billions of dollars worth of bombs and fighter jets to Israel in recent days, two sources familiar with the efforts say, despite the growing concern about an anticipated Israeli military offensive in Rafah, where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The decision on weapons follows a visit to Washington by Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant this week, when he discussed Israel's weapons requirements with U.S. counterparts. Washington gives $3.8 billion in annual military assistance to its longtime ally Israel, which is the leading recipient of U.S. foreign aid. The U.S. has been sending air defenses and munitions, demonstrating how Biden's administration continues to support Israel, despite an increasingly public rift with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Some Democrats and Arab American groups have criticized that support and say it gives Israel a sense of impunity.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A three-ship convoy has left a port in Cyprus to deliver 400,000 kilograms of food and other supplies to Gaza as concerns about hunger soar. The American charity World Central Kitchen says the vessels and a barge are carrying ready-to-eat items that are enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. Thousands gathered in Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the Israeli government's handling of the situation in the Gaza Strip after nearly 6 months of war with the Palestinian militant Hamas group, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. One resident said the government should step down and allow others to leave the country.